I understand you were saying at this early juncture, the tourism at Indiana Dunes National Park now is up significantly.
Yeah, so what we're measuring is the visitation at the Indiana Dunes Visitor Center. And the Visitor Center is a partnership between the Indiana Dunes National Park and the Indiana Dunes Tourism Organization, which is our organization. And so the Visitor Center is one of the things that we want people to stop at, just make sure they get their information about the dunes and everything else to do in the area. So we measure the statistics in terms of the visitation at the Visitor Center, and since February, our visitation is up 27%. And there's nothing that would be driving that with the exception of the new name change of the national park.
And you say nothing driving that. What are you saying, that there hasn't been any other major changes or any attractions?
Exactly. So when we opened the Visitor Center in November of 2006, we had two major things that happened to drive destinations for a particular year. To give you an example, in 2016, the National Park was celebrating their 100th anniversary. And so our National Park had a lot of different events that took place at the Visitor Center. So we knew that that was going to drive up the visitation. And then the following year, in 2017, the National Park Service raised the fee for their senior pass, and they get you into national parks all over the country at a senior age level. And they raised those passes in 2017, in the month of June. So everybody was scrambling to get the pass before those fees increased. And so we just had everybody coming to our Visitor Center because of that. So we know those are two different times where we expected a spike in visitation, but there's nothing like that in 2019. And so we're trying to figure out and it's not the weather, because the weather has not been that great this spring. So what we're attributing it to is directly the name change.
And how are the visitors tracked at the Visitor Center?
Yeah, so when people come through the door, we actually manually count them. So our staff and the National Park staff is trained to have a little counter on them. And we know that when we get into the height of the season, which is summer, we know that we're probably missing about 15% of the people that are coming through those doors. So, you know, we know that we can't get everybody, but we have a consistent way of tracking them since we opened. So we feel pretty good in terms of the measurement of the numbers.
So what has happened since Indiana Dunes National Lakeshore became Indiana Dunes National Park? Has there been, with the National Park designation status, has it gone on like national park websites and been marketed more?
Well, so a couple of things. First of all, the media that we've received, the media coverage, just that alone has been phenomenal. I mean, I don't know that I would have expected this much coverage, but it has been national and international. And in fact, a story ran just yesterday in the Chicago Tribune. I think it was in the Post Tribune, which is one of their publications. And it was about the name change, you know, and here we are, we're getting ready to embark on Memorial Day weekend, and the name change took place in February. So by far, that has been a huge contributor. And then, of course, you know, we're running it on our social media. We wanted to make sure people knew about the name change, and we made sure we put it on our activities guide cover to make sure people knew that we're a national park. But I think the biggest thing, too, is that the people who are receiving the news and have heard about the news, there are a lot of people that it's on their bucket list to visit every national park in the country. And so if this is part of their bucket list and we're the 61st one added, we are added to their to-do list. So I think that's the biggest thing that we're seeing, is these true lovers of our national parks.
Anything else you want to add that maybe I haven't asked you about?
No, I just think that we're excited about the name change. I think it puts us in an elite group. And that's a positive thing in the sense that we are in an urban park, and you don't see too many of the urban parks get that national park status. So that's significant, because we have an opportunity to get people in the urban area maybe excited about the national parks in general. They may have never had an opportunity to go to a national park. And, you know, we're sitting right next to the third largest city in the country. And to have those people be able to come and experience a national park and hopefully get excited and hooked on the national parks, and that they will travel and do, you know, and go see additional ones. So I think there's a really significant story that our park is part of that group of 61.
Do you think it's deserved the national park status that it's gotten?
Absolutely. I think a couple of things and reasons why. First of all, we have 3.5 visitors annually. When you look at the 419 national parks in the country, we are seventh in the nation in terms of visitation, just under Yellowstone. So that's significant in and of itself.
3.5 million?
But we are also, What's that?
You said 3.5. Is it 3.5 million?
Yes, 3.5 million visitors annually. And 80% of those visitors are coming from outside of Northwest Indiana. And 60% of those visitors are coming from outside of the state of Indiana. And just in the visitor center, we will attract people from 52 different countries around the world. So that is significant in and of itself. The other thing is we have four regions that come together in terms of we are considered the crossroads to biodiversity in this area. And then the National Geographic has rated us seventh in terms of the most biodiverse area in North America. And that is extremely significant. So when you look at the beaches and the visitation and then the biodiversity story, without a question, we are deserving of this designation.
Have you spoken to a lot of these visitors who've come from all over the place?
We have had a chance. Not me personally, but our visitor center is open 362 days a year, and a lot of people don't realize that. And we have our staff is working side by side with the National Park Rangers, and so they're the ones that are interacting with the visitors each day. And they were the ones that actually said we really are seeing an increase in visitation and alerted us to the effect in terms of staffing. And so that's when we started to analyze the numbers and like, oh my gosh, we had no idea that we had this spike. So the cool part about it is the fact our destination concierge are really the ones that are welcoming those new visitors to the area.
Thank you so much for the information. Really appreciate it.
No problem. We're excited about it. And I just think it's just a great achievement, you know, for our area in Northwest Indiana. It's just a great story and we're excited to be a part of it.
We've been talking with Lorelei Weimer, the executive director of Indiana Dunes Tourism.